Bye.
side. The chapters of the books you've read, they tell it to be true. The sun will rise for the open eyes, for me and that's for you. The green of the woods is something to be seen. Sunday morning, everyone. It is 8 minutes past 4 a.m. and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 1st, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. Love to get you involved in some sports conversation. To do that, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Right now, it is 78, count them, 78 degrees outside our Sounds of Praise studio here in Medford, Massachusetts. And we're going to be bringing you that weather update, in-depth weather update, sometime around 6:30 on the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And I know that because I'm hosting that program as well. So you stay tuned for that. If you're in the area, you know that we are in some sweltering 90-degree temperatures for the past 2 days or so. And it's supposed to be this way all the way through to Tuesday, I guess. So you stay tuned. We'll update you and you'll know what to do, how to dress as you go out to church and do your other things today as well. Okay, 11 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. And we're going to go right into the Major League Baseball scores yesterday. In the American League, the Blue Jays 4 and the Tigers 3. The Angels 6 and the Orioles 2. The A's 7 and Cleveland 2. The Rays 5 and the Astros 2. The Red Sox 11 and the Yankees zip. The Rangers 13 and the White Sox 4. The Mariners 6 and the Royals 4. Over in the National League, the Reds 12 and the Brewers 3. The Marlins 5 and the Mets 2. The Phillies 3 and the Nationals 2. The Rockies 3 and the Dodgers 1. The Braves 11 and the Cardinals 4. The Padres 4 and the Pirates 3. The Giants 7 and the Diamondbacks zip. And the Cubs 14 and the Twins 9 in the only interleague game played yesterday. So, if you're a Red Sox fan, I know you're jumping and rooting and shouting and screaming and kind of difficult to be doing that at 4 o'clock in the morning. But anyway, I know Red Sox fans. After getting pounded on a Friday night, we bounced back behind Chris Sale. And we did a number on the Yankees. So there. Mookie Betts went 2-for-4. Scored 2 runs. He got 2 walks. Also, he's hitting .341 on the season. Andrew Benintendi went 1-for-5 with an RBI. He's hitting .285. J.D. Martinez still up there roaring and ran. He went 3-for-4. Scored a run. He had 3 RBIs. He's hitting a solid .327. Mitch Moreland went 0-for-4. Scored a run with a walk. He's hitting .285. Xander Bogaerts went 2-for-5 with a run, and he's hitting .278. Rafael Devers. Now, they were talking a little while ago about should they send Rafael Devers down to Pawtucket for some more training? Should they trade Rafael Devers for Manny Machado and whoever else is out there? Well, Rafael Devers, 21 years old, went 5-for-5. Yes, 5-for-5. Count them. 5 times up, 5 hits. 3 runs, one of them a grand salami in the first inning. And he's hitting .251 on the season. He has 14 home runs. Okay, how about that? Eduardo Nunez went 0-for-4, he's hitting .250. Brock Holt came in for him, and I went 1-for-1 with RBI, he's hitting .298. Sandy Leon caught. I got the hiccups. What a time to get the hiccups. Sandy Leon. Caught, he went 2-for-4, scored 2 runs, got 2 RBIs. He's hitting .255. One of his hits was his 4th home run of the year. Bruce Swihart came in and caught the last inning. He went 0-for-1, and he's batting .156 on the season. And JBJ went 1-for-5, scored a run. He's hitting .200. Chris Sales went 7 dominating innings, gave up 1 hit, no runs, 1 walk, 11 Ks. He had a 2.41 ERA. Hembree came in and pitched the 7th inning. Went 1 inning. Walked 1. Struck out 1. He had a 3.60 ERA. And Velasquez came in, pitched an inning. Gave up 1 hit. No runs. He had a 2.32 ERA. The Red Sox are in first place by 1 game. 56-28. A 667 percentage. 4 percentage points over the Yankees, who are 53-27, but they're 1 game behind because they have played 4 less games than we have. How about that? How you get away with that? But anyway, we'll take our position. We're not overly concerned about that right now. They'll have to play those games. They haven't been to the West Coast yet. How about that? So therefore, we are in pretty good. I think I've heard someone say that the Red Sox don't have any more West Coast trips from now to the end of the season. How about that? Okay, Tampa Bay is behind, followed by Toronto and Baltimore. In the Central Division, Cleveland is in first place comfortably over Detroit, even though they lost yesterday. Cleveland's 41-34.
The Tigers also lost, so they're still 6 games back at 36-41. Minnesota, Chicago, and Kansas City bring up the rear. And out west is Houston. Houston, they lost yesterday. They are 50-28, followed by Seattle, who won. And the Mariners are 47-30. They're 2.5 games behind, followed by the Angels, Oakland, and Texas. In the National League, the surprising Atlanta Braves, they won again yesterday. They're 45-30. And Philadelphia won, so they are 3.5 games behind. Washington lost. They're 4.5 games back. They're 5 games back, followed by New York and Miami. In the Central Division, the surprising Milwaukee Brewers are in first place. And what did the Brewers? The Brewers lost. They're 45-31, followed by Chicago Cubbies, and they won. They're 43-31, making them 1 game behind. St. Louis Cardinals lost, and they are 6.5 games back, followed by Pittsburgh and Cincinnati. Out west, the Arizona Diamondbacks. You go, Torey Lovullo. The Diamondbacks lost yesterday, but they are in first place, 42-34, followed by the Los Angeles Dodgers. They also lost. They're 39-36, 2.5 games back. Colorado Rockies, they won. They are 39-38. They are 3.5 games back. The Giants. The Giants are up there. Yeah, the Giants won. They're 40-38. They're 3.5 games. They're 3 games back. And then there's San Diego, who's way back. 9 games more back. Okay, so that's it in the Major League Baseball as far as yesterday's games and standings are concerned. What can I say about the Red Sox? What should I say about the Red Sox? Tough injury situation with Pedroia. Not knowing when Pedroia is going to come back. Nunez and Holt have been, you know, holding down the position pretty well. The big guns in the lineup are still banging the ball. As long as they don't go into any prolonged slumps or get injured or anything like that, we should be pretty good. This guy they brought up from that they traded for, I never heard of him. I've seen the Red Sox play Toronto quite a bit. I've never heard of this guy. But anyway, they brought him up. He went, I guess he got, didn't he came in to play defense, I guess, yesterday in the at first base, gave Mitch Moreland a break. But the night before, he had played, I guess he was the DH the night before, and he got 2 hits. So, hey, we leave it in Dombrowski's hands. He guess he knows who's out there, who's doing what to whom, and we'll just continue to roll right along with him. And if the Red Sox and the Yankees continue at their present pace, whoever finishes second, I guess, is going to be in a playoff situation. So I know no one wants that. They want to get in there. So the battle all throughout the rest of the season will be for first place in the American League East. 420 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I'm host Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, July the 1st, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. And the world of sports is concerned. And we'd love to get you involved in some sports conversation. So you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
It's more than you can hold. It's more than you can hold.
The WMFO iPhone application is now available for free from the Apple iTunes App Store. Yes, now you can enjoy WMFO's unique freeform mix of music, commentary, and educational programming from anywhere in the world. You've got an iPhone or iPod Touch and access to the internet. With WMFO's free iPhone app, you also get instant access to the Spinatron playlist and the station's website, while talking to the current DJ is just a few finger taps away. Plus, even more features are on the way. WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on the FM, and WMFO.org on the web. Go ahead, upgrade your freeform.
And of course, that message is brought to you by your friends at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:27 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you must call 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, where are we going? Let me apologize for all you soccer aficionados out there. I totally forgot about looking at World Cup scores, so I have no clue what's going on. And as you can tell, I'm not a soccer fan, so therefore, probably mentally, I probably goofed up. But it just never crossed my mind because, soccer is not a major thing for me. I don't care whether it's the World Cup, I don't care whether it's the various leagues in Europe, or the various leagues here in America. Soccer just never appealed to me. Okay, so anyway, I apologize. So, let's look at golf. I don't play golf, but, there are some times, I like to watch a little bit of it to see what's going on out there. And when Tiger Woods and some of the others are at their best, I find that entertaining. But I'm not really a golf fan either. But anyway, I did know that Tiger was burning up the course previous days at the Quicken Loans, whatever it is, tournament. And right now, he is 6 strokes behind the leader, who is Anser and Molinari, 13 strokes under after 3 days. Blair is 11 under, Amor is 11 under, Landry is 10 under, and Woods is with a group of people in 6th place, 7 shots back. Playing very well from what I understand. I didn't watch it, just giving you the scores, so there you go. Okay, that's as far as golf is concerned. And I guess I'm going to get some rants and raves eventually, because I very seldom check out what's going on in the ladies' side of golf. And I should do that. Those scores are available. And those, everything else. But, it's not just me. They don't get the same type of play on TV that the men get. So, the men's game, and when I'm flicking the dial to find what's going on, is right up there. Women, you got to hunt for them. They're probably on there somewhere, but one of those channels, if you can't speak into your if you can't speak into your remote to go to the women's soccer or women's golf or whatever is going on out there, you'll never find it, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, okay, 4:30 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, July the 1st. Can you believe it? Yes, with the weather, I can believe it. In the WNBA, the Mercury 84 and the Mystic 74. The Mercury have the best record in the WNBA, 13-5, followed by the Storm, who are 11-5. The Sparks are 11-5. The Mystics are 10-6. The Sun is 9-6, and the Lynx are 9-6. So
there you go. Put that. The Sparks, I guess, now are in... No, the Mystics are now are in first place in the East. The Mercury are in first place in the West. And the hard-charging Lynx are coming on like crazy. I think they won 5 games in a row after a very slow start. But anyway, whatever. I do follow with women's basketball, you know, college and pro. So therefore, since I like basketball, I don't care who plays it, the men or the women. That, as long as I get some good competitive games, that's all I'm interested in. Okay, since we're on basketball, I guess we are on basketball. Everyone has learned that LeBron James has opted out of his Cleveland contract. And that gives him an opportunity to re-sign with Cleveland for more money, to go to some other team who can pay him more money, and probably also give him a shot at a championship, or championships. And supposedly the Lakers are the leading people. The Lakers are supposedly in the mix for Kawhi Leonard as well. The Houston Rockets are trying to do whatever they can without decimating their team to try to give LeBron a close to max contract. He can get more money going back to Cleveland than he can get anywhere else. But supposedly he wants to win championships. Not one, not two. I don't think we're going through that again. But anyway, excuse me. I'm having problems, pardon me. Hiccups and unable to clear my throat and everything else. But anyway, the Boston Celtics are standing pat unless Danny Ainge gets an offer that just blows his socks off. And I don't think that's going to happen. First of all, who on Cleveland would you want aside from LeBron, you know? Not J.R. Smith. And as I've been saying with some friends, the NBA, as far as the Celtics are concerned, no one knows how good this team is. In my estimation, Brad Stevens was the coach of the year. And the reason I can say that is Dwayne Casey didn't have one single person who was a key contributor on his club injured the whole entire year. Great. I mean, you know, where would the Celtics be this past year if Hayward didn't go down within the first 5 minutes of the first game? And so he kind of coached around that. Kyrie Irving comes in late. He's got to acclimate himself. What was it, 4 players from the previous team that they brought back? 3 or 4 players from the previous team that they brought back? And then there was the amazing progress. 2 years ago, everybody booing Danny Ainge because of the Jaylen Brown pick at number 3. They wanted some classy, flashy something else. Jaylen Brown had a, you know, not a bad rookie year, but wasn't sensational. But he came back his second year, and he was telling everybody he plans to be a leader of this ball club, at least for the younger guys. And that's exactly what he did. And his progress from year 1 to year 2 was sensational. And then there was the theft. What else can you say? The pickpocketing of Philadelphia, where Danny Ainge decided to swap picks with Philadelphia. And they were willing to go ahead and do that. And what happens? They get Markel Fultz, who gets injured and comes back and can't shoot for some strange reason. Mental, physical, who, nobody knows. And then we get Jason Tatum, who's runner-up for the Rookie of the Year and was the best player throughout the playoffs on the Celtics team. So, you know, so there should be some improvement in those two guys alone. Tatum needs to get a little stronger. Paul Pierce said he was going to talk to Danny Ainge to see if he could work out with Tatum during the offseason, get his approval to work out with Tatum during the offseason to show him a few things. I'm sure Danny's not going to say no. He's not going to want to overburden the kid.
I already understand that he's not going to be in the Summer League, which makes sense, and neither is Brown going to be in the Summer League. The guys in the Summer League are guys who are going to be battling for the bottom roster spots, opportunities to go to up, down, wherever it is, to Maine. And we signed this guy, Wanamaker, who's 28 years old, supposed to be a guy who was better than Shane Larkin in the whatever Euro League they were playing in, and provides better defense. Good, great passer, penetrator, tough-nosed guy. So awesome. All I'm hearing, you know, I don't know anything about him, never heard of him before. But he's paid his dues, 28 years old, so he's a veteran. He's going to be scrapping for everything. I understand he's got a two-year guaranteed contract, so he's on the club. I guess they decided to wrap him up just in case they can't sign Marcus Smart. Now, if they sign Marcus Smart, which I hope Smart is smart enough to go with the Celtics deal as opposed to the most money he can get. I don't know if anybody's going to offer him more money than what the Celtics can offer, but the Celtics can match it if it's not totally, you know, off the board. But hopefully he'll realize the good situation that he is in Boston, and the money won't be an issue. He'll just decide, hey, I'm very close to getting to at least a playoff team. LeBron goes elsewhere. If LeBron goes west, we pretty well got the East pretty well sewed up. The Pacers in Philadelphia and Toronto will be our main competition, but we handled them very well last year, and I don't see why it should be any different this year, especially if we have Irving and a Hayward and a Theis who are hear from the beginning of the year. Injuries, you can't figure what's going to happen next. But we did really well without them. Stevens, you know, he coached around all of these losses and everything else. And I think the main reason that we didn't win Game 7 against the Cavaliers was because the guys, their tongues were hanging out. He was going with a 7-man rotation. Now you figure, I don't know who's going to be the starting rotation, but you figure Tatum, Horford, Irving, Hayward, and Baines, we also got to re-sign him, in the starting rotation. Excuse me, my voice today. Sound like my wife. And you get them in the starting rotation. Then we've got Brown, Rozier, Smart, Marcus Morris, and Theis coming off the bench. We're going to have the best bench in the NBA. It's going to be like the old Celtics days with Larry Bird and the Big Three and against Bill Walton and all the guys in the whites and the greens in the battles and in practice games. That's what we're going to have, I think, as far as Celtics are concerned. Like I said, and health is the main thing. But like I said, I see no reason why Celtics are not going to be right up there. And then the Gabusellis and the Ojeleys and the Jabari Birds. And this Wanamaker guy. You know, where are we going to play all these guys? We're going to be able to play 13 men, and you're probably not going to tell who's the starters from the bench guys. And probably we're gonna be wearing teams down as the season goes along. And that sounds okay to me. I'm not the least bit upset about that. Let's go ahead and wear them down. Wear them out. So we don't get anybody in the scoring, top scoring positions in the league. That's okay. The name of the game is win more games than everybody else that you're playing against. And another reason not to go overboard for the Kawhi Leonards, who, you know, Kawhi Leonard, if he's healthy and if he's going to sign for more than 1 year, guaranteed that he's going to sign for more than 1 year, he's a great player to have. But you don't know, because he's got his eye on going to the Lakers. And right now it does not look like the Spurs are going to just acquiesce and give. They would like to trade them east. I don't know if Philadelphia has enough that they would want to give up without decimating their own ball club. And that's the problem with the Rockets or anybody else. Supposedly the Lakers are in first place as far as the LeBron situation is concerned, but they got to give Cleveland somebody for them. And so therefore, if they don't, they don't get them. So it's going to be interesting to see what takes place. I have no clue what's going to take place, but I'm going to be sitting back watching just like everybody else. And on top of all of that, not enough as far as Celtics fans are concerned, we have the Sacramento Kings pick next year, which could be as high as the second best player in the NBA, coming out in the draft, rather. And we also have the Memphis Grizzlies pick, which the Grizzlies have been, flopping and going downhill really quickly. That could be a very, very, very good pick as well. Now, I don't know where we're going to put these guys, but hey, the name of the game is survival of the fittest. And if we don't have enough riches as is, we got Mike Williams. Mike Williams was picked to go 14 or 15 in the draft. If he came out the year before, he was going to be a lottery pick. He decided to stay in one more year to become more mature, as he and his dad said, and fell. Sometimes people were questioning his motivation, and everybody jumped on him because he fell asleep during the time when he put together a call with the Celtics, interview call with the stats. So much garbage. Let's see what the kid can do on the floor. And since he's not forced to be a major cog, and he does have some offensive problems, he's not a great scorer yet, but neither was Bill Russell. But Russell could score when he had to, and the main thing that he brought to the team was his tremendous defensive ability. And since Mike Williams is from Louisiana, maybe lightning has struck again. I don't even know where he's going to be playing. I didn't even count him in the first 10 players. Maybe if he crashes the first 10 on the Celtics, we are really set, because I believe that Ogilvy, Gab Vasili, Jabari Bird, Wanamaker, whoever is down there at the bottom part. Oh, and Abdel Nader. I didn't find out until recently that he had wrist surgery. So that means that might have been part of his shooting problems last year. I just thought he wasn't playing enough defense, which could have been part of it too. But he wasn't hitting shots when he got in. So and I thought Jabari Bird played him both in the summer league last year as well as in the near the end of the season. And Bird, we don't know how good he could have been in Maine last year, because he had a back problem, which is now resolved. And so therefore, hey, things are looking up, baby. So we don't need these free agents who are going to cost us an arm and a leg, and we may not be able to hold on to them. You think about LeBron or a Kawhi Leonard, that makes us obviously the best, one of the best teams in the league. But the question is, are they going to be one-year rentals, or are they going to be physically able to continue? What they're going to do with the rest of the club if we have to give up, key players like Jaylen Brown and people like that. Okay, 4:45 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on the Sunday, July the 1st. I can't believe it. Yes, I can, weather-wise. 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in some sports conversation. You have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I shall return. We'll be right back.
You are about to hear words you don't often hear on the radio, but they may sound familiar.
Severe abdominal pain, fever, vomiting.
To many of us, these words sound like the flu or food poisoning, something temporary.
Urgent need for a bathroom, unexplained weight loss.
But they could be a sign of something much more serious, like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis.
Chronic diarrhea, rectal bleeding.
The pain and isolation of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis can be overwhelming when you experience symptoms day after day. But there is help.
Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN.
The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has trained healthcare professionals to direct you to resources in your community and provide the latest information on research and treatment.
Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN.
Don't let your symptoms take you away from your life. Advances in diagnosis and treatment are happening all the time. You can get the help you need. Call 888-MY-GUT-PAIN today. Brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation.
And also by your friends here at W.
Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis can be overwhelming.
I thought I told them to fix that. Obviously haven't, so I have to keep my eye on that. We have new equipment in the studio here. And you put in a CD and it doesn't stop at the end for some strange reason. Don't ask me why, I don't know, and there's nothing that I see here that knows how that tells me how to program this thing to stop after every song. So I'm gonna have to try CD 2 and 3. CD 3, I was told last week, was not working properly. So anyway, we'll give that a shot and see how that one works out. Okay, 4:50 here on WMFO in Medford. That last message was brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry and the Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:50 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I would love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, no news coming from the Patriots camp since Bill Belichick gave the boys a few days off from the OTAs. And just waiting now for the season to begin. And it's going to be interesting to see how they do. Haven't heard anything more on the Edelman situation. He was going to protest. but we know how those protests have gone in the past. so I am not putting too much confidence in the fact that we might get a fair deal with any protest that we might present. But who knows? Miracles do happen. And so therefore, there is the possibility that, you know, something might happen. And, you know, it was kind of strange in the Edelman situation. They said it was some substance that they didn't know what it was. Well, how do you know it was a performance-enhancing drug if you don't know what it is? You know, I guess they're figuring, let's just give him 4-game suspension and let them determine, you know, what's going on. You know, and then there was the pointing fingers at Tom Brady's guru there, health guru, who Edelman worked out with. But still, the point is, regardless of who it got it from or what it was or anything else, unless it's something that's been on the banned list, how can you suspend somebody for it? You know? He says he hasn't taken anything that he's unaware of. So, and he says he's been, of course, naturally that's what he's going to say. But he's been being tested all the time. And since they haven't found anything in the past, how come now a suspension? But anyway, the Patriots, I think, have tremendous potential. We can get some healthy guys back, like Malcolm Mitchell. You know, I'm still nonplussed about the fact that Malcolm Butler did not get into that Super Bowl game. How can you say you're doing what is best for the team when you're keeping, you know, one of your best defensive backs off the field? You know, he wasn't one of your best defensive backs when he saved your bacon in the Seattle Super Bowl game a few years ago. That's where he made his props, and no one took him out of the position. He was still the best player at that position this past year. He was going into a contract year, and there's no reason for him to let up. He was giving his all. I saw no reason. No one else can come up with any reason. They're closer to the team than I am, all the writers and everybody else that's following. But hey, you know, when you're, I guess people think that when you're a genius, you can do whatever you want and no one can question you. Well, that will always remain a question. And so we'll see what happens this year. But overall, there are teams that have, made some impact, and on their rosters, and it looks like they are going to be some improvement. The Browns may win a game this year or two. Who knows? I'm not concerned about the Browns, but that's a possibility. But, you know, hey, as long as they don't win the game against the Patriots. I don't know if they play the Patriots, but anyway, they picked up some players. You know, can they put it all together and come up with a winning season? Who knows? But anyway, as far as the Patriots are concerned, I have high hopes for them. I don't see anybody in the East toppling them from their perch. How far we go beyond that? We have opening games against some tough teams. We play Houston at Houston. And if they're J.J. Watt and the guys are healthy, and Deshaun Watson back at quarterback, who was having a fantastic year before his injury, that could be a tough game because they've got some defensive people. Now, the question is, how well will our offense be able to combat their defense? Will there be any signs of aging from Tom Brady's perspective? Are we going to carry three quarterbacks? I guess we have to have Brian Hoyer out there just in case anything happens to Tom Terrific. But anyway, it should be an interesting season. I am looking forward to it. I'm not going to rush it because I got a lot of things to do this summer I want to do and enjoy. But when the football season comes around, I hope to have all the eyes glued to what's taking place so I can include you in here to what to look for as the season progresses. Okay, it's 4:57 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Time to put the wraps on this edition. This July, the first edition of the Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, talking sports again. Hope to get you involved in sports conversation. And love to hear what's going on in your neck of the sporting world. Invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. I've got the program ready. All of you who I disappointed last week, 2 weeks ago, I said we were going to do gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. Didn't have time to put that together. I had a busy week this week as well. But I do have a program for you in that flavor, in that genre. So therefore, stay tuned for Sounds of Praise. We got 3 hours of great gospel music coming your way with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. So until then, it's your host, Donnie Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week. And Lord, hope and you enjoy this 4th of July holiday season. I can't say weekend season. But drive carefully and swim carefully. And whatever else you're doing, do it carefully. We don't want to lose anybody. Hope to see you next Sunday at 4 a.m. for another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Now stay tuned. Sounds of Praise is coming your way.